Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Good day to you all. It's Oliver on the air till 10, and it is Friday now. Jehina Sabaltana is the 23rd of the month. We're in top form, ready for the rain. It's in the west right now, I can see here in the rainfall, and it's going to be in the Midlands by lunchtime, and then everywhere by 4 o'clock. The farmers will be dancing in it, so act accordingly, please. Tap out all your thoughts on the WhatsApp. As ever, that's 087 032 32 32. And for your longer emails, Oliver at RTE.ie. Our visiting critic today now is a man who was in the news every single time there was a strike for the last, oh, for 30 years or so. Kieran Mulvey. He was the nation's fixer. Labour Relations Commission, remember? Set up by Charlie Haughey. That's how long ago all of this was. But he worked there a long time. And he was a trade union hero as well, even in his 20s. Fascinating career, which is still going. He's currently the chairman of An Post. And a lifelong Rossi fan, which I didn't realise at all. We always send someone as part of the visiting critic duties to experience something they would never think of. So we sent Kieran Mulvey to Wellfest in Kilmainham. It's Europe's largest outdoor health, fitness and wellness festival, it says here. It's just picture people in fluorescent lycra sitting on a bouncy yoga ball, eating hummus and concentrating really mindfully on themselves. That'll give you the image. And Kieran will paint the scene for us later on this morning. Let us know. He'll let us know if he got anything out of it, I suppose. Let us know if you get things out of wellness and whatnot. 51551 is your text, as ever, on this Friday morning. Now, the most prestigious songwriting awards in the world were held last night. The Ivor Novellos were marking the 70th anniversary of these wonderful awards in London in attendance. U2 was in there. It's a mixture of the old and new. U2, Fontaines DC were nominees. Bruce Springsteen, Charlie XCX, who won an award. Robbie Williams, who won an Icon Award. Brandon Flowers, Lola Young. Everybody who is glittering in the music industry were there. And there are only 14 awards given out at this incredible occasion. One of them went to our biggest Irish stars of this moment, Orla Gartland. From Drumcondra to stardom has been her path. This is a piece of the song that won her the award, the Ivor Novello, for Best Song Musically and Lyrically last night.
Now it's not easy to do. It's taken me 28 years to let anyone touch me the way I let you.
Beautiful voice. That's Mine is the name of the song that has just won an Ivor Novello for its writer and performer, Orla Gartland. Good morning, Orla.
Hello, how are you?
Very well, and congratulations.
Thank you so much. I've just woken up and I still can't believe it.
It's a pretty cool thing to win, and particularly among the audience that you had in front of you last night. Did you have a bit of a party?
I did. Well, I mean, I was in the bath by about 12:30, so it was as wild as I get. But I did. Yeah, my parents came over for it. And I almost didn't want to get them over for it because I felt there was such little chance of winning. But I was so glad they were there.
Wow, you were up against Lola Young in that category and Fontaines DC and Ray, who's cleaned up at other awards. It was a good idea to bring your parents along. I know, because I'm looking on Instagram here of your dad. That's Mick, is it?
It is.
More or less dancing in the middle of this glittering awards occasion. I also love how he's rocking the jumper over the shoulders look, which is...
I know, I thought that was very preppy of him. we're not used to such fancy things, so we were just, we were eating the meal before the awards and we had no clue what fork to use.
It worked from the
there
outside.
There were multiple forks.
As they say in Titanic.
I'm not used to having multiple forks.
It was an extraordinary occasion because Charlie XCX had won an award. Robbie Williams was there as well. Block Party, which is from my youth, 20 plus years ago. This is a lovely thing to win.
It is, yeah. And it's my first time ever being at anything like that or having a kind of red carpet experience. But it's a really special one because the category that I was in, it's decided by other songwriters. The panel are, my peers or people through the generations who are actually making music. So it's kind of, it's a really nice awards. There's no big corporate aspect to it. It kind of feels like it's actually really about the music.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's really the same for some of the other awards. So yeah, I kind of don't ever want to attend any others now. Just one of one.
It's the one to win.
Nailed it, ticked it, done.
It's also a very nice award, isn't it? It's like a sculpture piece you're going to put somewhere.
It is. I think you could do some pretty serious damage with it. It's pretty heavy. But it's now on the shelf. I don't really know what to do with it. But we were kind of in the taxi home passing it around. I almost left it in my dad's bag, which would have been good. But yeah, no, it's really solid.
What's your mum's name? Since I've mentioned Mick, who's gone famous now
Anne
on Instagram.
Yes, we must give her the same attention. Anne is her name.
You've been having a really lovely career. It's almost like you were trotting along nicely and then exploded with all the millions of listens on Spotify and everywhere else, the big shows, because I know you're heading off to America on a tour soon.
I've just come back, actually. Oh. But I'm going to go back in August. So
oh,
I've just
August.
Been
That's
there for
what
a
I was
month or so.
At, yeah. Lollapalooza and then more shows.
Yes, exactly, yeah. It's been definitely a marathon, not a sprint. I've done this job since I left school, and I've never had one big kind of viral overnight rise. You know, it's always been really gradual. But I feel really, I'm very content with that. I'm very grateful because it kind of feels like it's never got bigger than where I'm at that point. And I think you don't, if you do get a kind of moment in the spotlight in this job, they rarely come around a second time. And I think I'm quite glad now that all of this is happening at this point and not a few years ago. I feel ready for it, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Very
like,
good. You're not going to get carried away.
No. And also, like, I feel, something like playing live shows is a real skill in itself. It takes kind of years, I've realized, to kind of become good at that. That's a very different set of skills to writing songs, doing things behind the scenes. So it's kind of nice. Like, I played Olympia just over a month ago, which is obviously a dream venue.
Yes.
And again, I was just glad that didn't happen sooner. I felt like the show was at the right level for my name to be on that ticket. Do you know what I mean? Whereas I don't know if I would have felt that if it had been much quicker. So it's kind of, I'm very happy with the pace of it all now.
You sound like a very steady, level head, which I'm sure comes from...
Well, thank you, Mick and Anne, for that.
Yeah, thank you, Mick and Anne. I can hear a lot of Irish people in the room last night. Did you get chatting to anyone? Is it one of those occasions where you can do that?
There was. I didn't get to meet Bono and Co. That would have been fun. Mm-hmm. Who else was I chatting with? Everyone else seems to be on their own buzz. Yeah, I probably could have gone hunting for all those people after, but I was kind of just with my table I was sat with. And
you're not a schmoozer.
Reeling in shock. I know. I probably should have been more of a schmoozer than I was last night. It was probably the night to schmooze.
Well, the modesty.
I did ask Charlie XCX for a picture and got rejected. So maybe that bruised my ego enough not to go chasing Bono.
Not by her. Maybe handlers or...
Yeah, she did have some people with her. It was all very chic. I actually really respected it. Like, it was incredibly cool. But there was a kind of a red carpet room that we were brought into after you win that whole bit of the night.
So you've won the award at this stage. You've got your Ivan Novello and you approach Charlie XCX. Can we get a
photo?
Well,
no, I asked... I wanted to respect her space, so I asked my managers to ask who she was stood with, and they kind of, you know, she was on a certain buzz. She actually probably would have said yes to her credit, but I just thought, you know, you get bombarded at these things.
I always wonder
little lowly me, I wouldn't want to push it. So.
You're way too modest. I mean, I was going to say, what hope for the rest of us if Orla Gardner got a photo with Charlie XCX? But I was wondering how.
I should have gone hunting for Bono, though. I would have liked that.
That would have been no bother getting a photograph there, I'm sure.
I think they would have been really chilled. Yeah, and I really enjoyed watching them. It's not, I mean, it's a really rare thing to get to watch them do a kind of acoustic performance. I'm not really sure where you'd get to see that anymore. So
you
that was really special.
Won the fellowship, just to let people know, and all four of them were there, and they all four gave speeches as well, didn't they?
Yeah, all four gave proper speeches, like hearing from all of them, and yeah, just felt like a really rare moment. So I just getting to see them perform, and Lola Young covered their song as well, With or Without You. That was beautiful.
Oh, wow, very nice.
So it was really special, and yeah.
In the photos, we can see you standing beside Brandon Flowers.
Yes, he was doing his press round just after me. Another person I bottled asking for a photo.
Did you? Okay.
But he was great. Yeah, that was so surreal. He was there. Bruce Springsteen was there. Like, it was, yeah.
Oh my God, what a great event. Brandon Flowers strikes me as someone who's very sunny disposition, almost too shiny, just about gets away with it.
He is. Yeah, he's very beautiful and kind of statuesque. Yeah, I was kind of watching him work his red carpet moment, something he's a lot more used to than I am. And it was all very impressive.
Did you pick up some tips on what to do in the red carpet? I mean, you didn't do so bad yourself. The pictures are very cool. Someone in our office described
it was interesting.
Kind of a mean girl style outfit.
Yeah, that the photos weren't so bad. It was an interesting experience doing the first bit of the red carpet at the beginning of the day before the awards were announced. It was kind of a red carpet walk-in.
Yeah.
And my parents couldn't come into that bit, so they kind of sent me off like they were sending me off to prom or something. And so that bit was interesting. Yeah, I did feel a bit cornered. Lots of questions about AI and all that kind of stuff.
Really? Is that what you're asked on the red carpet?
Yeah, it's because Elton John came out and did an interview about AI and music. So that was the question on everyone's lips.
That set the tone.
But everyone was lovely. And it was a totally new experience. Everyone went easy on me.
Is there a dinner at these awards, sir?
Is there a dinner? Yeah, there was a proper three-course dinner.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I don't know about the others, but this was, and it was good grub, I will say.
Very good. It's all sounding very Irish, like you went to some kind of wedding.
Yeah, it was a big Cayley.
Yeah, it was. But listen, this is your moment. You sound very modest and very calm about the whole thing. We'll let you off into the continuation of your success. But thanks a million for taking the time to chat to us.
Thank you so much for having me.
And good luck. Mick and Anne are going to have a lovely weekend for sure. That's guaranteed.
Oh, they're beaming. None of us slept. Too excited.
We'll be watching you all the way, Orla Gartland. Thanks a million.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations. Good luck. Bye-bye, Slán. Orla Gartland, she's very steady. Mine was the name of the song, by the way, that she won Best Song musically and lyrically. We mentioned U2 there because they were inducted into the fellowship, but it hasn't happened. They're the first Irish people to be brought into that. All four gave speeches. And Bono, in his speech, and we have a clip of it here. It was recorded by someone in the audience, but you'll hear what he says. It's very interesting because he is very outspoken on many political matters always, but he has surprised a lot of people that he hasn't been speaking out against the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, but he did last night. This was kind of the first time we'd seen that, and it was a general plea for peace at the awards. And you'll hear The Edge strumming away in the background. And he talked about right-wing fundamentals. Let's have a listen to it, and I'll fill in any bits you think you might be missing.
Peace creates possibilities in the most intractable situations. And Lord knows there's a few of them out there right now. Yay. Hamas, release the hostages. From Benjamin Netanyahu and the far-right fundamentalists that twist your sacred texts. All of you, protect our aid workers. They are the best of us.
That was Bono last night. So he says, Hamas release the hostages, stop the war. Israel be released from Benjamin Netanyahu and far-right fundamentalists that twist your sacred texts. That's what Bono is saying, and he hasn't been saying a lot in recent times. Now, elsewhere in the Irish people doing big things abroad, Paul Mescal is in Cannes. And yesterday the reports were that his new film with the other buzzy actor Josh O'Connor got a 6-minute standing ovation at Cannes. But in the ham world of Cannes, that kind of means nothing because you need to be up in the 15-minute plus, we've discovered. And people have actually analysed this in order for it to count as a reaction, a strong positive reaction to a film. The History of Sound is unfortunately been panned across the reviews, 2 and 3 stars everywhere. But we wouldn't know this were it not for the fact that the star himself has angrily hit back at the critics, which has elevated the bad reviews in the press. What is the film? It's called The History of Sound. It's about two young men during World War I who set out to record the lives, voices and music of their American countrymen. So they play Americans, Josh O'Connor, who's English, and Paul Mescal, who's obviously Irish. They go out recording the music and they fall in love. So Variety, which is an influential publication in America, say the film is like Brokeback Mountain on sedatives. The Guardian said it's a quasi Brokeback Mountain film whose tone is one of persistent mournful awe at its own sadness. Pretty brutal stuff. And Paul Mescal said, I don't see the parallels at all between Brokeback Mountain, other than the fact that we spend a little bit of time in a tent. I find these comparisons relatively lazy and frustrating. Unusual for an actor now to let his feelings be known in that way. The BBC gave it 2 stars, says the film is too polite, there's no passion, no urgency. Even the Irish Times panned the Cannes premiere, although they found a way to kind of slightly praise it, reluctant as we are to criticise Irish stars in anything. Paul Mescal tries hard, but ultimately the history of sound is flimsy. Tries hard. Way for thin characterisation, it says. The main characters, who are as underwritten as a micro grinder profile, swipe right for very good looking, wounded, loves a sing song. It's not the hammering anyone would have expected from this gay romantic film. However, Paul Mescal won't be too worried. His awards contention this year will be later in the year when he stars as William Shakespeare in the adaptation of the novel Hamnet. That's coming out in November. We'll have all the Oscars. And then he goes off to play Paul McCartney, of course, who he is the absolute spit of if you squint your eyes after rubbing them really, really hard. Resume. Surely Bono should have sought out Orla to give congratulations, says this texter. Well, it's a busy night, as you heard the description. Wasn't it fascinating to get the insight into the red carpet and hanging out with the big stars at the back, which Orla doesn't consider herself one, but she very much is. I love Orla's song, Did It To Myself. It's so catchy, and she produced and wrote it herself, says Pat in Dublin. And on and on goes the praise. By the way, some great sport this weekend. This time last week, I said Louth would be playing Monaghan at the weekend. I actually sat down on Saturday evening to try and watch the match. Frustrated I couldn't find it on GAA+. But that's because it was happening this weekend. It's a home match for Louth. They don't have a home ground, sadly, so it's going to be in Newbridge. And Monaghan, that's going to be a great match. I heard there in Morning Ireland the preview saying that it would be a shock if Louth win in Monaghan. We consider Louth very much the favourites, considering they've won Leinster, and Monaghan are kind of in the transition phase in terms of Ulster Championship and so on. It is all Ulster fair then. Armagh play Derry, Donegal play Tyrone, and the Sunday match is Cork versus Kerry, but the hurling is Limerick Clare. I know it's the end of the round and Limerick's already into the Munster final, but Clare will not go down without a battle. It is sadly not live on television anywhere, but you can follow all the action on RT Radio 1, of course. It's Gary Lineker's last weekend, too, on Match of the Day, because the last weekend of the Premier League. And I see BBC Sounds has also dropped his podcast, The Rest is Football. It will be available anyway everywhere else. But extraordinary end to what was a really bright career. And I don't think anyone in the world thinks that Gary Lineker is an anti-Semite. He apologised, retracted, deleted everything. But yet, the punishment has been served and he has decided to leave himself, and he won't be on the BBC anywhere ever again. Extraordinary, isn't it? After 25 years, somebody service for England and so on. But this morning is all our bright sparks, of course. Orla Gartland, another mess. What a beautiful voice. I've never heard Orla Gartland before. Are you serious? I thought I was listening to Nana Mouskouri. I'm afraid I don't know that artist. She has the voice of an angel, says Fanula. Well, sure, why don't we give a bit of a Friday boppy feeling? Orla Gartland, 51551 is the tech. Sublime talent, Orla Gartland, more like you. Orla Gartland famously snubbed for a selfie with Charlie XCX's management. See, it's a very important difference. I think she's one of our new fans here this morning, that's for sure. Check out the music around the place. Spend some money on her music if you can. But she's absolutely enormous. She's nearly 1 million followers on Spotify. Some of her hits have 77 million and so on.